Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to start today with a personal anecdote. In fact, I told this story when I was writing my book, The Prayer of Jesus. It's a day, quite frankly, I'll never forget. It's a day in which Kathy, my wife, read me a story from a book. I was in pain. I could hardly move. And of course, Kathy sensed the possibilities. She had a captive audience. And so she pulled up a chair next to the shallow waters of the tub that I was soaking in, and she began to read from a book. And the words were refreshing on the one hand, riveting on the other. They washed over me, quite frankly, like the balm of Gilead. And within moments, I was completely oblivious to my pain. She was not reading stuff from shallow people who splash around in surface things and then attempt to write about the deep. It was not the stuff of non-peakers talking to non-peakers about peak experiences. These were the words of someone who had escaped the shallowness of his own soul, someone who had plunged deep into the ocean of God's immensity. And as my wife read on, I was brought into an experience. It was an experience of the author and his family. They had traveled to the Great Barrier Reef. The father had come to snorkel. The son had come to scuba. And for the rest of their lives, both of them would tell stories of their experiences with the Great Barrier Reef. But only one of them had really come to know it. And I think that's an appropriate analogy for what we're going to be talking about in just a few moments. Most people, well, they snorkel in surface waters. They succeed only in burning their backs. They fail to comprehend that deep is where the noisy, trashy surface of the ocean gets quiet. It gets serene. It's where we give in to the quiet of a relationship with our Maker. It's where we step out of the shallow tide pool of our hearts and then step into the boundless ocean of God's power and His presence. It's where we get beyond surface things. It's where we plunge into a deep relationship with our Creator. And it all begins with a paradigm shift. It involves a book called The Culturally Savvy Christian. It's a manifesto for deepening faith, for enriching popular culture, and it's a manifesto for these things in an age in which this is needed, because we live in the age of Christianity Light. The book is available. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, the author of The Culturally Savvy Christian is online with me right now. His name is Dick Staub, and Dick, it's great to have you on the broadcast.
It is great to be with you, Hank. And the last time I saw you, we were in a bus in Israel.
I remember that.
What a great experience.
It was a great experience. And this is a great book.
Well, thank you. You know, I just got back from New York, where I was part of the International Arts Movement, and an event there. And, you know, for 20-some years, evangelicals have been gathering a guy named Mako Fujimura, who's one of the world's leading Nahunga artists and also a committed Christian. And he's an evangelical who has earned the right to be heard in the world of serious art. And it was refreshing to see the progress that we're making in terms of trying to rediscover the depth of our faith, and how the deeper we go in our faith, the more we're able to create and bring to the world a richer expression of our faith through the culture that we create and the art and the books. And, you know, as you know, the culturally savvy Christian starts with the words, "In this intellectually and aesthetically impoverished age of Christianity light, it is heartening to remember that for centuries, Christians were known for their intellectual, artistic, and spiritual contributions to society. Bach, Mendelssohn, Dante, Dostoevsky, Newton, Pascal, Rembrandt, these all desired to glorify God and offered their work in service of others." And you realize how far our culture has fallen in terms of its depth. And we are, as you said, splashing in superficial waters in our culture. But the even more frightening phenomena for people like you and me, Hank, is that unfortunately American Christianity in many ways has often become a mirror reflection of that superficiality. And so people with hungering souls are not going to find their souls satisfied in either the culture or in the faith community often. And as you said, this book, The Culturally Savvy Christian, is a practical kind of clarion call to get back to the depth of our faith and to take seriously avoiding conformity to a superficial and fallen culture.
Add to what you just said about the church. So often we see big churches. It seems like these churches are very successful. In fact, as you say, in many cases, they're mirroring the world and they're maybe even on par with secular media. But are they having a big impact?
Well, you know, I'll tell this story. I was in China one time and we had the privilege of meeting as broadcasters, a small group of us, with a Chinese pastor who had spent 18 years in prison for his faith. And for 18 years, he was told all he had to do to be released was to renounce his faith in Jesus Christ, and he refused. And he held out his wrists and showed us the deep purple grooves of the scars in his wrists. And he told us that they had lied to him. They had told him that his son had taken his own life, that his wife had renounced the faith. He was desperate, but he clung deeply to the faith because he thought of the words in Philippians, "Jesus made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He became obedient even unto death on the cross." And Paul said, you know, "Let this same mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus." And so this Chinese pastor clung to his faith. Well, I got home from this trip literally a day and a half later after being with this Chinese pastor, and there was a postcard on the top of my mail, and it was from a local seeker-sensitive church, and it said, "Please join us for comfortable stadium-style seating. We'll give balloons for your kids. There'll be face painting, and we promise we'll never preach to you. We'll only tell you things that are going to make you truly successful." And I looked at that card, and I thought about that pastor, and I said, my goodness, am I looking at simply a different kind of Christianity, or is what we're seeing in American Christianity even Christianity at all? And it was a sobering contrast. And as you know, Christian Smith's study of youth in America, where he concluded that, well, first of all, I served on Martin Marty's public religion project, and we discovered that in 1998, of 18 to 22-year-olds, only 16% of them had stayed active in the faith of their parents. 84% of kids, when they left their parents' home, had discontinued any active involvement in their parents' faith. And then Christian Smith released his book in which he said, and of those who stay, many of them have a view of Christianity which is the equivalent of moralistic therapeutic deism. They think being a Christian is about being a nice person. They think it's about having their needs met. And they think God is like a parachute, you know, there in case you need him in an emergency. And of course, this is not the faith that we understand as Orthodox faith. We have a faith where if God is not central importance, God is of no importance at all. And so we have a lot of large churches, unfortunately, that are kind of entertainment centers and therapeutic centers, but they're not producing biblically literate Christians who have a depth of walk in faith that will sustain them through the ups and downs of life, and that will, in fact, equip them to be able to share such a faith in this broader culture. And if ever there's been a time in America where we can see the need for renewal in individual hearts and lives, it's now.
We're talking to Dick Stop, and again, the book is The Culturally Savvy Christian. You can order online at equip.org. At Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI, we'll be right back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
In Romans 2:12, Paul writes, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's perfect will is." The Culturally Savvy Christian by Dick Staub is a book that will teach you to be serious about your faith, savvy about faith and culture, and skilled in relating the two according to God's will. When you support the Christian Research Institute, we'll send you Dick Staub's The Culturally Savvy Christian. And remember that your gift, great or small, creates truth-filled resources that equip more Christians to become change agents in our culture. To donate, contact us at 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will return right after this. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do. Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. As followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must learn to think Christianly. To do so, we need to steep ourselves in God's Word so that everywhere we look, we discern the lies of our culture against a backdrop of truth. Then we can use what we know to speak to the lost in a language they will understand. The Culturally Savvy Christian by Dick Staub is a book that skillfully exposes the shallowness of contemporary pop culture and shows how millions of Christians have been led astray. But Staub goes beyond diagnosis to healing prescription, laying out practical guidelines you can use to safely engage our culture every day. As good ambassadors, we must understand the world we live in and transform it just as Christ and his disciples did. To order The Culturally Savvy Christian for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and I am so delighted to have Dick Staub on the broadcast with me. He's the author of The Culturally Savvy Christian as well. Dick Staub is an award-winning broadcaster. He's a writer. He's founder of The Kindlings. It's a movement devoted to rekindle the creative, intellectual legacy that we should have as Christians transforming a culture. And one of the things that you say, Dick, is that if we desire fresh, cool water, we have to dig a deeper well. We will not find pure, refreshing water by digging a lot of shallow wells. And that's precisely what we're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, that actually was triggered in my mind by Houston Smith, who, as you know, is a scholar in world religions and was started out as a Christian and then explored a lot of Eastern religion. And then he heard this parable of the man who dug many shallow wells, and he realized that the secret was to dig a deeper well in your own faith. And that's what I think is happening with a lot of Christians. You know, Hank, I've moved to a place called Orcas Island off the coast of the state of Washington. And part of the reason I came here is there's a lot of artists here. There's a very intellectual community here. But it's largely a New Age community where people are kind of splashing around in shallow waters. And I wanted the challenge of being able to try to communicate faith in that context. And what you see is if you don't go deep in your own Christian faith and really understand, and I'm talking about a personal relationship with the living God, not just head knowledge, but that complete understanding that we have when we look at both the Old and New Testament of we love God with our mind, we love God with our heart, we love God with our soul. We are intellectually prepared, but we are also walking in a personal relationship with the living God. And these things don't come easily. You know, we need to devote ourselves to going much deeper in our own faith tradition and in our own relationship with God. And it's only as we go deeper that we will find the sicknesses in our soul addressed. That Jesus offers springs of living water. Jesus is the bread of life. The things that leave us unwell and spiritually ill can only be addressed through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, who brings Jesus Christ fully into our life. And so coming to a deep faith is the solution for becoming a well person. And only people who are becoming well are able to live out their faith in a winsome way in culture. And one of the problems that we have right now as we relate to culture is that we don't have a very complete or holistic approach to culture. And I try to point out in this book that as we become more deeply devoted to Christ and are prepared to be a loving, transforming presence, we occupy three different roles in this culture. On the one hand, we are countercultural like aliens. This world is an alien place. It's a fallen place. C.S. Lewis said the world is enemy-occupied territory. You know, and so we're not supposed to be casual about the culture in which we live. We shouldn't just be consumers of the popular culture. At the same time, we have an opportunity to communicate in this culture like ambassadors, and that's what we saw the Apostle Paul do in Athens, where he was quoting pagan poets, he was helping people find common ground, he was teasing them out to think about this statue they had to an unknown God, and all around us are conversation points, an opportunity to share our faith. I've done a show for 7 years in a row now from Sundance Film Festival. And this year, Variety Magazine, the New York Times, all commented that this was the year of spirituality. And I wrote a piece in which I outlined 8 films this year that were spiritual touch points, conversation points, where we, if we are truly equipped in our faith, have opportunities to engage in conversation with ideas that the secular filmmaker is drawing out and questions that they're asking. And that's our role as ambassadors in culture. And so on the one hand, we're aliens with a resistance and a countercultural attitude about culture. On the other hand, we're ambassadors, but then the third calling that we have is to be the artist to create culture. And that's why I was excited this weekend to be at the International Arts Movement, where people like Dana Gioia, who was the former chairman of the National Endowment of the Arts and is a Christian, a poet, has, you know, done serious work that has been accepted broadly in the broader community and is raising spiritual questions. So we have a great opportunity in this fallen age to resist the fallenness in living a countercultural life, to engage in conversation about this impoverishment of American culture through being ambassadors for Christ, but also then turning around and doing something constructive about it, making better work, making better films, making better art. We have an opportunity, and I hope Christians who want to get this big picture of what's going on in faith and culture and then want to be part of the solution will take the time to read a book like The Culturally Savvy Christian and then apply it to their own lives. And for parents, it's a great way to understand what's going on in your kids' lives and to plant seeds in your kids' lives as a way that they, in fact, can play a role in this culture.
I have one more question for you, Dick, and that has to do with the kids. I'm the father of 12 children, so this is something that I have a very intense and intimate interest in. The culture today has become the teacher of my children. As much as I don't want to admit it, it's true. I mean, the church has them for a very short period of time every week. They do go to a Christian school, but by and large, the culture has their ear. How do you compete?
Well, I don't think we do compete in a certain sense, Hank, and I have 4 kids and 2 grandchildren, and the approach that my wife and I have taken is, first of all, when our kids are young, we very much controlled what they would consume. We didn't feel bad about saying no. As our kids got into middle school and into early high school, we engaged them in helping them know how to make choices, and we allowed them to make some choices, and then we'd sit down and talk to them about the movies that we watch, and we'd watch them with them. If they wanted to bring home music, we'd insist that we listen to it together and talk about it. And then as our kids reached the end of high school, we would begin to let them make some of their own choices, because it's good for them to make a few mistakes while they're still at home. But it's this ongoing conversation. My son was one of the creators of one of the most successful games in history called Myst and Riven. And he then went on to Disney Animation, and he was one of the 12 leads in Tangled. But I remember when Josh was 10 years old, he and his friend Ryan were having this conversation about, you know, how they were going to make lots of money. And I overheard in the back, you know, they were in the back seat of the car, and I thought this was a teachable moment. And I turned around, and at that time, William Perry was the most, you know, famous football player in Chicago. We were living in Chicago at the time.
The refrigerator.
The refrigerator. And I said, Josh, who's more important, William Perry or Mother Teresa? And I'll never forget, Ryan looked up and said, who's Mother Teresa? And so the next weekend, I took the boys to see the Richard Attenborough film documentary on Mother Teresa. And as we walked out of the theater, Josh looked up at me and my son. He was 10 years old, and he said, Dad, there were a lot of people crying in that theater. And I said, why? And he said, well, because they saw somebody that really was trying to, you know, love and help people that needed love, and there's nothing more important to do with your life. And so we can have these kinds of conversations. My kids would all say that it's exasperating to them that I'll never let a movie go by without saying, what do you think that film means? What's it trying to say? You know, the lyrics of that song that you're listening to, what does that really mean? And I'm curious and interested, and I want them to become curious and interested, because I don't want them to just consume culture. I want them to appreciate works of art, but I also want them to think critically and to think Christianly. And, you know, we are outgunned and outmanned when it comes to bringing about a depth of faith in our kids' lives that can counter the culture, because the culture, the best minds and the most money in the world are being spent in trying to bypass parents to get to our kids. So we have to take seriously this responsibility of being culturally savvy Christians and helping our kids know how to do the same.
Dick, thank you so much for writing the book, for being on the broadcast, and for a life that's really making a difference for time and for eternity.
Thank you, Hank. It's great to talk to you.
As always, God bless you, my friend. Dick Staub, his book, The Culturally Savvy Christian, is available for your gift to the ongoing ministry of the Christian Research Institute. It's a worthwhile book to read. Get it, use it, give it to your kids, and believe this, we can start a 21st century renaissance. It's not about giving up. It's not about capitulating. It's not about saying the end is right around the corner. It's about occupying. It's about being fully and truly what God created you to be. It's not just passing time. It's making a difference. It's being a culturally savvy Christian who can make a difference for time and for eternity. It's about a transformation that can happen in the West. And sometimes transformations begin with one person, sometimes with a group or nucleus of people. But we can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. We have to give an account for what we did. Remember, degrees of reward in heaven. Jesus Christ preached about that a lot. Not common in modern day circles, and certainly not in modern day sermons, but certainly common in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Culturally Savvy Christian, it's available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online. Check it out at equip.org. So long for now. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Our website, equip.org, has an abundance of resources to sharpen your discernment skills and help you grow in life and truth. We provide books, videos, and informative articles. You can also listen to the broadcast, download archived programs, get answers to pressing Bible questions, or connect with us via social media. All this and more at equip.org. Again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. As followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must learn to think Christianly. To do so, we need to steep ourselves in God's Word so that everywhere we look, we discern the lies of our culture against a backdrop of truth. Then we can use what we know to speak to the lost in a language they will understand. The Culturally Savvy Christian by Dick Staub is a book that skillfully exposes the shallowness of contemporary pop culture and shows how millions of Christians have been led astray. But Staub goes beyond diagnosis to healing prescription, laying out practical guidelines you can use to safely engage our culture every day. As good ambassadors, we must understand the world we live in and transform it just as Christ and His disciples did. To order The Culturally Savvy Christian for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.